I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's get into it with Brian Mitchell, former Washington Redskin great, of course. He's up there in D.C., ESPN 980, of course, also NBC Sports Washington. Hey, Brian, good morning. You hear us okay?
Yeah, I hear you, man. How you doing?
Good to have you on. We appreciate you. So here's what we're dealing with right now, and I want you to tell me if it's similar at all to what you're dealing with up there with Redskins fans. We've been talking all week. I don't know how the Dolphin fan is going to behave this weekend because you got the whole tanking situation, which most Dolphin fans are on board with. But now this weekend, you're facing a Redskin team that also is in a situation where they're going to be picking at the top of the draft. And the Dolphin fans in kind of a weird spot because as a fan, Brian, I think it's very hard to just actively root against your team. So is the Redskin fan in a similar situation? What's going on up there?
Well, the Redskin fans are not. I mean, they don't think the team is tanking. They just think that they've been bad. And they want to see winning here. And, I know people talk about the Dolphins and tanking and things like that, but people are highly upset here because it's been a long time coming. This team hadn't won a lot. And this year, going into the season, we thought the defense was going to be good, thought that the offense would be better. And then you had some injuries, you had Trent Williams not come. But ultimately, you know, that's not enough to be 0-5, you know. So I tell people over and over that if the Redskins may be looking at the Dolphins saying we can get right this week, but the Dolphins could probably look at the Redskins in the same light.
Now, as a former player, okay, you're an all-time great Washington Redskin. As a former player, when you hear the talk of folks like us with tanking and that kind of deal, you know, this week Dolphin players have started to speak out about it, Brian, where they're like, hey, you know, we don't like the fans rooting against us. You're not a real fan, this and that. As a former player, does that stuff rub you the wrong way?
It rubs me the wrong way when players are, you know, start messing with the fans, you know, and blaming the fans because ultimately it's your job to go win football, you know. And if we see good football as a fan, we're going to cheer. We see bad football, we're booing. You know, we're not going to be happy to see stuff like that. But ultimately, you know, as a former player, I hate seeing guys attack fans, to be totally honest with you, because they can't solve anything about the football team. And, you know, when the season starts, like I heard you all talk, players don't want to lose. Now, ownership can make it to a situation where they can't win by putting the wrong people on the field. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when they step on the field, players are playing to win. They're not trying to tank. But that's stuff that happens in front office. So it could be a mixed signal sent to the fans because the players are trying. The owners don't want them to win because they're trying to get put in a better position.
You know, I'm glad you said that, okay, because as a fan, and I grew up down here, I'm a big Dolphin fan. Amber's a Dolphin fan over here to my left. And, you know, we know the players are trying hard. Players don't try to lose. Players are trying super hard. But as a player, don't tell me I'm not a good fan if I do this, if I don't do this. Because the fact of the matter is, you know, when these guys move on and they're not on the Dolphins 5 years from now or whatever, I'm rooting for the Dolphins my entire life, okay? That guy's not going to care about the Dolphins anymore. So that rubs me the wrong way, Brian, when the players are telling me how to be a good fan. You know what I'm saying?
And it should. I mean, that's the situation right here in D.C. now. You get Josh Norman, and I feel the guys keep saying stuff about the fans. And you hear guys like Jonathan Allen saying, you know, if you're not with us right now, don't be with us when we start winning. Well, you just got here 3 years ago.
Right.
The Redskins have been bad for over 20 years,
right?
Okay?
Right.
And I think fans have a right. You know, that's one thing I learned when I was playing. You know, you might get upset, but the last thing you want to do is speak out against fans. Fans have been spending money and coming there forever.
Yep.
Your job is to play football and win football games. And when you start telling them how they're supposed to be fans, when they should tell you, well, play better. You know, if you want me to cheer how you want me to cheer, win some damn games. You know, and I will say that to any fan in any state, in this country, because you can't sit, I mean, any player, you can't sit there and start accusing fans of what's happening when you're not doing your job at a high level.
Brian, is the we got Brian Mitchell here, this former Redskin great. Is the Dwayne Haskins situation a bit of a mess? Because we know he came in and replaced Keenum a couple of weeks ago, and now Gruden's fired, Callahan has taken over, and it sounds like we're not going to see Haskins again this year.
Well, that's the way it seems, but I really believe you're going to see him. I think the thing with Haskins was, you know, Jay Gruden said that the backup quarterback doesn't get reps. All they do is the scout team. Well, if that's the case, Haskins wasn't prepared to go into the football game. So a lot of people are questioning, why did you put him in? What was he trying to prove a point? You know, was he trying to set him up? Because I think Dwayne Haskins is a very good quarterback. He just got to, you know, any quarterback. I believe quarterbacks are the most dependent position in all sports. You got to put the right people around them. But this season was kind of a messed up one from the start when you have a coach who has to win, but you also want him to develop a young quarterback, you know. And instead of the coach trying to do it, I've seen coaches have a starter but also develop the backup, develop the third team guy. But Jay felt like he couldn't get that done. And I think, you know, fans want to see Dwayne. If they keep losing, they're going to start asking for him. If I'm the guy, if I'm the owner of the GM or whoever, I would want to see what I have in the young man so I can know moving forward, do I have a guy or do I have to try and look for somebody else?
Now, what's, in your opinion, Brian, now Gruden was there for, I think, what, five, six seasons he was the coach? What has been the biggest problem, particularly during the Gruden years, okay? Because we hear from a national perspective, we hear about Dan Snyder, we hear a little bit about Bruce Allen, Gruden just got fired. What's been the main problem for the last 5 or 6 years?
For the last 5 or 6 years, I think he's been too close to the players, and he's been trying to be too many friends with the guys instead of getting them ready to play football. The training camps are the softest I've ever seen, to be honest with you. You know, right now, like last year, he had the guys going past one day, they were complaining, and then he didn't go back and pass again. That's the thing that truly troubled me. You know, I just think that when you're playing professional football, I know the rules have changed, the rules are different, but you still have to get ready to play a violent, physical sport. And if you're not doing that, and then you get on the football field, it's like a shock to the system. You know, they rarely went in pads. They rarely went full speed. Yesterday, the Warriors went against the Warriors went, and they haven't done that in 5, 6 years. You know what I mean? So I just felt that they weren't getting ready to play football. And all the players talking about he's a players coach, players coach, players coach. In my eyes, a players coach is one that gets you to win. Okay? If you're not winning, then you're not a players coach in my book.
Now, look, the Redskins are 0-5 coming into this game. Dolphins are 0-4. It obviously can't get much worse for the Redskins. But if the Dolphins get their first win of the season this Sunday, like, what happens up there? What's the overall reaction? Are you know, is Redskin fan freaking out because you lost the Dolphins? Or it's like, hey, we're already 0-5. Season's already lost.
Oh, they'll freak out, you know. But I think in the sense, since Jay Gruden is gone and now you got Callahan coming in with a different system, the true fans are going to understand that he's going to take a little time to get his stuff working. But, you know, I think the other people who just look at stuff on the surface, they're going to be highly upset. You know, you're looking at the Dolphins right now, and it's the only team that has some worse records than the Redskins. I mean, worse numbers when you start looking at the stats. They give up 40 points a game. The Redskins give up 30, 31. You know, so when you look at that, people up here feel that they should win the game. I believe you got to go play the game, no matter what the stats say.
Great job, Brian. We appreciate you. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Okay, man. Talk to you later.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.